In this video, I want to talk about the importance of trading over multiple time frame currency charts. Let me explain more details about that right now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 25th of April, and I want to talk about the importance of trading multiple time frame charts because I have an example of some trades that I've taken this week that would just blow your mind in some ways because it just shows what can be done when you trade different charts. The other thing I want to talk about just quickly first is a fifth birthday promotion between the 5th and the 9th of May that I'm holding. Now, the Forex Trading Coach is almost 5 years old, and in that time, I've helped traders in 48 countries around the world, helped them with their trading, and most of them have gone from being sort of either sort of break-even or losing traders to being really successful Forex traders. If you'd like more information about that, I'm holding a 5-day sale. It's a genuine 5-day sale to promote the 5th birthday of the Forex Trading Coach with a price offer that I've never had the course at such a low offer price ever before and probably never will do again. If you'd like more details about that, either contact me, Andrew, at theforextradingcoach.com or look out for the link that I'll be placing on my website next week. So back to the charts and the trading. Multiple time frame charts. Why do I trade them? Well, I'll give you a prime example. On Wednesday of this week, I took 4 trades and I suggested the 4 trades to my clients based off the daily charts. Now, 3 of them were involving the Australian dollar and all 4 trades lost. And that doesn't happen very often, but you know, from time to time, these things do happen because trading's about probabilities. It's not 100% certainty. And so the Australian CPI news came out way lower than expected and completely against the forecast by the fundamentals and completely against where all the daily charts on the technicals were showing the Aussie was likely to be going. The Aussie was looking very strong at that stage, and I was definitely looking for buying the Aussie US, and there was 3 trades involving the Aussie dollar. But anyway, all of them lost, got taken out over that news announcement. Now, with controlled risk, it means that it's not the end of the day. Sure, it's not great, but at half of 1% risk per trade, that was a 2% loss for me, which is, for me, that's plenty, but it's still controlled. It still means I'm not losing my account and I can still get up and trade, you know, later on. However, the important point is this. On the same day, on Wednesday, I also took 4 trades on the 4-hour charts. Now, one of those also lost, and 3 of them made profit. So you take the 2% I've lost on the daily charts and the half of 1% that I've lost on the one losing trade on the 4-hour charts, and now all of a sudden I'm down 2.5%. Yet the 3 profitable trades on the 4-hour charts made me 2.8%. That's right, 2.8%. And I ended up making an overall profit of 0.4% for the day, which, of course, is a good result. So it just goes to show that I have 5 losing trades and I had 3 winning trades. And by trading that multiple time frames, I didn't trade anything else. I didn't take any trades on the 1-hour charts or anything shorter. I was pretty busy on Wednesday, so I only traded, looked at the daily charts and 4-hour charts. That was it. But I still ended up with a profit of 0.4%. Well, do that every day, there's 2% for the week. Do that every day of the month, there's 8% for the month. You can see how even with losing trades, you can still end up having a really profitable trading day. The important thing being controlled risk on every trade. So I knew that half of 1% was the most I could lose on any of those trades. And high risk to reward trades. Because obviously those 3 profitable trades on the 4-hour charts, they made 2.9% gain on my account with only half of 1% risk on each of them. So multiple time frame charts, it really does aid your trading because not every day, every week, every month are you going to get, let's say, for instance, the daily charts showing your good setups. But when you trade on different time frames, you can offset some of those losses on, let's say for this, in this example, the daily charts, by having really good profitable trades elsewhere. At the end of the day, the important thing was I had my controlled risk and I still made a profit for the day. So it's a really important point there just to emphasize. And again, you notice I'm not talking about pips. I'm trading equal risk percentage and I'm making a percentage on my account. I have no idea how many pips I made that day. It doesn't matter. I made dollars and I made 0.41% gain. The other thing I need to mention, today is Anzac Day. So it's a public holiday. It's a Memorial Day here in Australia and New Zealand. So I'm in New Zealand, but and also in Australia. And it's a very important day for us, you know, in New Zealand and Australia. But the point I want to make, it's a public holiday. Therefore, I'm not taking trades today on the Australian dollar or the New Zealand dollar currency pairs. In fact, there's some really good setups, especially on the daily charts. The Aussie and the Kiwi are both looking quite weak right now. And there are some good setups, but I'm leaving them because my rule is to say, if there's a public holiday in a country, then I'm not taking, especially on the daily charts, trades involving those currency pairs. Now, if I'm looking at 4-hour charts or 1-hour charts and I see good setups and ideally looking to short the Aussie and the Kiwi today, then yes, I would look at taking those. But on the longer time frame charts, because there is a public holiday, I'm not looking at taking, for instance, the New Zealand US dollar or the New Zealand yen or whatever the setups are on the daily charts for today. Because because there's a public holiday here, the main banks and institutions within New Zealand here and also in Australia are away today. So it just means that your normal trading conditions on the Aussie and the Kiwi pairs today won't be in existence. So why take the risk on trading those on a longer time frame chart? So that's all I wanted to cover for today's video and podcast. Some really important tips and information there. And like I said at the very beginning, if you have been sitting on the fence and you've been thinking about taking my help and joining the ever-growing number of people who have been really successful for my course, remember between the 5th and 9th of May, really good deal I've got for you. Never been seen before, probably never will be repeated, just for those 5 days. If you want to be on my mailing list to get exclusive information for that, just drop me an email, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. Look forward to talking to you this time next week.